This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Well, this is an historic evisceration of the authority of the EPA to regulate greenhouse gases. Our country and the planet is right now suffering from a four-alarm fire. The planet is running a fever.
I got a fever, and the only prescription.
It's the future of the liberal world order.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studio.
Let's talk about another story. There are staples of the summer and July the 4th fireworks, but expect more bust than boom this year. Some shipping costs have more than tripled. There are backups at West Coast ports. There's a shortage of trucks to transport fireworks and a shortage of people who are certified to transport and launch them.
So you're going to tell me that you don't have no black cats, no Roman candles or screaming memes?
No.
Oh, come on, man. You don't got no lady fingers, gut busters, zippity doodahs, or one single whistling kitty chaser?
No.
Because snakes and sparklers are the only ones I like.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome back to the Howie Carr Show, 844-500-4242. Want to open up the lines this hour for the question of, and you know, we've been talking about some heavy stuff all afternoon. Are you still proud to be an American, and why? I imagine that most of you are, and there are, you have your reasons, and I'd like to hear them. I think we could use some positivity headed into the weekend, as this is one of the more bleak 4th of July's, one of the more bleak Independence Days that we've experienced in some time. Just inflation, prices, you know, pressures that are being pushed upon us by the Biden regime. The economy's not so great. They keep telling you, "No, it's a great economy. It's the best economy." Okay, nobody's making out so well right now. 844-500-4242. So we'll take calls on why are you still proud to be an American? Are you still proud to be an American, and why? I'd love to hear. If you're not, I'd still love to hear from you. But I think we'll have more positivity than anything else. Before we get to those calls, though, just to bring us down further in the dumps, Matt went through the trouble of pulling these cuts from TV news reports about barbecues and fireworks costing a hell of a lot more. So let's hear how much more expensive Monday is going to be for all of us. Let's start off with Good Morning America, Matt. Cut 9.
As Americans prep to throw Lady Liberty a birthday party, sticker shock on barbecue costs. New data shows ground beef prices soaring 36%, pork and beans up 33%, and even homemade potato salad up 19%.
Yeah, most meat prices I've seen are in the neighborhood of 30 to 35% inflation from all the reports I've been seeing on the TV. That's no good. That's no good. And meat's a huge component of any good barbecue. I don't want to go to a barbecue that's not going to have any burgers or hot dogs or sausages or anything like that. What good is that? How about fireworks? How much more are fireworks going to set us back this year? Cut 10.
Customers are getting ready to celebrate July 4th.
I usually buy $500 to $700 worth of fireworks.
But this year, amid inflation and supply chain difficulties, the cost of fireworks is soaring.
They've gone up probably in the neighborhood of 10 to 15% this year over last year's increase, which is probably another 10%. So in the last couple of years, you're probably talking about 25%.
And that's probably a conservative estimate. I was seeing reports earlier of 20 to 25% increase on fireworks and fireworks-related items this year. And apparently there are supply chain issues with the fireworks, too. Who would have thought? I mean, you get all year, right, to prepare for Independence Day, and you're having supply chain issues. even with the advantage of forethought. This is WUSA 9 in D.C., cut 11.
Let's talk about another story. They're staples of the summer and July the 4th fireworks, but expect more bust than boom this year. Towns have started canceling their fireworks shows, including Vienna, Virginia, and College Park, Maryland.
Yeah, and some on social media blame a fireworks shortage. So you know how we do things here. We verify. We asked industry experts Larry Farnsworth and Julie Heckman, and they both say no, there is not a fireworks shortage. Stores will be well stocked. However, when it comes to display fireworks, you know, those big shows we're used to seeing, mm-hmm. the supply chain is to blame.
Yeah, so some shipping costs have more than tripled. There are backups at West Coast ports. There's a shortage of trucks to transport fireworks and a shortage of people who are certified to transport and launch them.
I thought our ports were in good shape. Joe Biden was just at in L.A., you know, the L.A. ports a few weeks ago saying, hey, I'm glad to see everybody's working. All these ships are being unloaded. Meanwhile, he's got this giant cargo ship behind him that's completely stocked up and nobody's lifting a finger. Who would have thought? 844-500-4242. Are you proud to be an American still and why? I'd love to hear your calls, your thoughts on this. I am. I've got many reasons. I mean, it's still a free country. I still have my freedom of choice, my freedom of my voice, my vote. It's not been taken away from me yet, though they continue to try and try and try. I'm still able to worship in a house of God as I please, and you're able to worship as you see fit. My Second Amendment rights are intact. My First Amendment rights are for the most part intact. I mean, I'm on the radio right now. That's pretty good. Paul, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey. Hi. This is Paul Thompson. Yeah. I was just thinking, just like you were talking about this country, there is so many things that people don't learn in school. And it's the envy of the world. Ask anyone in the world where they would like to live. It would be here.
Mm.
And people wait for years to do illegal immigration like my grandparents did, to come to America, sponsored by people here, got his citizenship by going to World War One. It's still the best country. And all the little young socialists love to hate it. They don't do any research or read any history. It's just, I can't watch. Today's the first day of Gettysburg. The first day, the main 26th, lost three quarters of their people covering the retreat of the Union, the Army of the Potomac retreat. All this is going on now, and we still talk about racism.
Yeah, we don't know how good we've got it. That's a very good point, Paul. Thank you very much for the call. Yeah, all of the bloodshed that our ancestors went through with, you know, foreign powers or just among ourselves, it's not something we exactly are facing right now. Our problems pale in comparison, even though the left would have you think it's the other way around, that these are bigger, more existential problems than anything we've faced before. I mean, AOC has said that herself. You know, this is climate change is our World War II, our Pearl Harbor, our September 11th. It's all of that wrapped in one. It's not. And our problems are so few and far between compared to what our grandparents, great-grandparents, and all the people before us have gone through. 844-500-4242. Greg, are you still proud to be an American, and why?
I am definitely proud to be an American because we live in the greatest country in the world. We just currently don't have even adequate leadership. And when I was a young man and Carter was in office, we got through those years and we were resurrected by Reagan. I came within a hair's breadth of signing a VA mortgage at 17%, and then eventually passed on that and got one at 15%. Thought I was lucky. So
wow.
It, yeah, you know, this was 1980, 1981. This is the way it was after the Carter years. Now we have to survive the Biden years, and hopefully Ron DeSantis will be the next Ronald Reagan.
I hope for a similar outcome, Greg. Thank you very much for the call. That's a very good point. Makes, you know, just under 7% interest on a mortgage these days look not so terrible in comparison to what it was back then. 860 said, I'd be prouder if we were more sophisticated like some of our European friends. We can be closed-minded, homophobic, immature children at times. Interesting take. I don't know if sophistication has anything to do with that. I mean, haven't we've taken on the European model, haven't we? A lot of our society right now is based on what, you know, Western culture, especially in Europe, has been progressing towards, and we've been embracing it, and it's been forcing us to come to blows with each other. You know, whipping people into submission verbally, and canceling them if they don't agree, if they show any bigotry whatsoever, what the left calls bigotry. I don't necessarily deem it bigotry. We can get into that another day. Dennis, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Are you proud to be an American, and why?
Hey, Taylor. I'm an old Marine, and I couldn't be prouder to be a United States citizen. It breaks my heart to see the ignorance and the foolishness and the stupidity of a younger generation and of people that are just liberalism. Like Michael Savage said, liberalism is a mental disorder. I mean, what the heck is going? Like Mr. what's his name from New Jersey there? Mr. Garcia.
Yeah, Mr.
What
Garcia.
What the heck?
What the hell going on? Yeah. Thank you for your service, Dennis. And it is a shame. People my age and younger, they don't really value what they have and the hand up that they've had their entire lives, the amount of privilege that they've been born into. You can talk about white privilege all you want, but just the simple privilege of being an American, you've got a leg up and then some on the rest of the world. In the most part, yeah, I'd agree with that. Thank you so much for the call. 844-500-4242. Are you proud to be an American still, even under the Biden regime, under just woke nonsense, people yelling at you and screaming at you for being a red-blooded American, a Republican, a conservative, somebody who voted for Donald Trump, somebody who would cast a vote for Ron DeSantis or whomever it might be? Are you still proud, and why? 844-500-4242. I'm Taylor Cormier. This is The Howie Carr Show.
He's making talk radio great again. He's Howie Carr.
You just shot an unarmed man.
Well, he should have armed himself.
The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Howie Carr Show store. Heading to the Cape this summer? Save on your stay by purchasing a $200 voucher to Holiday Vacation Condominiums in West Yarmouth for just $100. Available now at HowieCarrShow.com. Click store. Get your voucher today. Again, HowieCarrShow.com and click store. Matt, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Where do you prefer to swim, the beach or the pool?
The pool.
The pool is in the lead with 56%.
You strike me as a beach guy.
I'm a pool guy.
Pool guy?
I'm not a big fan of sand between my toes.
My toes is okay. Mm. That's about the only place. That's the limit. I don't want sand anywhere else. We'll get to your calls in just a moment. The Pima County Democratic Party. This is okay. Tucson Women's March. This is on Twitter. It's now deleted. I did see this earlier, however. I was going to bring it up. Let's mourn with F the 4th. They spell out the whole word, the mother of all, the F dash 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 word, F the fourth, Tucson, Arizona, 7 p.m. Bring comfortable shoes, water, lawn chairs, posters, and your anger. For more info, check us out on social media. They've deleted it. It said, bleep the fourth, see you at Reed Park in Tucson. I guess this is an anti-Supreme Court thing and just general anger. Okay. Deleted. So there are people that are not proud to be Americans, but not the folks in our audience, I'm sure. Zebra, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Zebra.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I'm proud to be an American. We're all disappointed at the propaganda that shows America to be something it's not. 90% of Americans are not what we see in the media. We are not defeated. We will rise again, and it will only take one person to call up the greatness to have it come back. We are Americans, not Americans. And that's what the liberals are. All they can do is complain and cry. But when someone comes up and says, you can do it, we will.
Thanks for the call, Zebra. Very, very patriotic message from you today. Appreciate it. 844-500-4242. Fred, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Fred.
Hello. Hey, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I called in because I'm not giving up. No way. I'm from Cape Cod, and I went up to Hooksett, and I've got $500 worth of fireworks in my trunk. So making it back to Cape Cod, I'm almost there. But I'm a proud American. I served in the military, and we only have to put up with these nitwits for a short time. We've been asleep, but now we have woken up, and we're not going to allow it anymore.
Wow. Well, first of all, Fred, thanks for your service. Secondly, how did you escape the police waiting for you in the parking lot of that fireworks store?
Well, I can't say which one I was in, because if there was one there, I don't know. But most police, I believe, are very patriotic. They're ex-military, and so I really don't think they want to do that. But of course, you're always on your guard.
Yeah. You got it. They got to do their job. I appreciate the call, Fred. Thank you very much. Well put. Dennis, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Are you still proud to be an American? Why not?
Yeah, hi, Taylor. I'm still proud to be an American, but where I once unequivocally would say that you couldn't do better than to be born or naturalized an American, for the time being, what I'll say is that you could do a lot worse.
You could do a lot worse. I'm not sure we've done much worse than what we're faced with right now. I mean, America's been in worse shape before, absolutely. But, this is the, I don't know, it seems like we're standing on a precipice here. And we've got a choice, a really far downhill slope or mountain to climb. And I hope we can all make the right choices, especially come this November. I know the Howie Carr Nation will, absolutely. Thanks very much for the call, Dennis. 844-500-4242. Are you still proud to be an American? Why not? Much more coming up as well, right here on the Howie Carr Show.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Frank Sinatra, America the Beautiful. Got it? Okay. Oh, beautiful. For spacious skies. For amber. Waves of grain. For purple mountain majesty. above the tutti frutti plain. Ooh, America. Hey, America. God shed his grace on thee and sort of kind of crown like this with a big fat gang of motherhood from sea Scooby-Doo to sea Shooby-Doo. Well, you know the tag. That's
Mel Brooks on the Dick Cavett Show doing his Frank Sinatra impersonation. If Frank sang America the Beautiful, pretty good. 96 years old this past week, Mel Brooks. Happy birthday. 844-500-4242. Just a couple of texts before we go back to the calls. 207, I'm proud to be an American, but I'm not too proud of one American. I'm sure there's many Americans that it's not just that one. 919, we will overcome, Taylor. Old bastards like me will make sure of it, just like the old bastards before me. 860, Taylor, even these dark days, America is and will continue to be the greatest nation on the planet. That's why all those folks are trying to get in. Only a handful of lunatics are trying to get out. Well, they keep claiming they're going to get out, but they never do. And there's some evidence right there. 844-500-4242. Stephen, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Stephen.
Thank you, Taylor. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine.
Oh, great. Well, when I lost my house in foreclosure in 2008, that hurt incredible. But now that we have a clearly stolen election and nothing's being done about it, I think we're the laughingstock of the world right now.
That doesn't mean you don't have to be proud of your nation, does it? Or do you disagree?
Oh, I definitely not proud of my nation. The corruption is just, it's always there, but now it's just incredible. I mean, I've been listening and educated by the Howie Carr Show for 20 years, and I continuously hear all these filthy, rich politicians get away with their crimes constantly.
Mm-hmm.
They always get away with their crimes, and that doesn't make me proud of my country.
Paul Pelosi, John Kerry, Joe Biden, of course, Hillary Clinton. I mean, the list goes on. Any Kennedy, you name the Kennedy, each one had something. And the list goes on and on. Barack Obama. It's I get your consternation there, Stephen, but I mean, is there any redeeming value?
I'm glad that you have so many callers looking at the positive and trying to keep their head up. I'm glad, but I'm just being honest. I'm not proud of this country. I am disgusted at the corruption.
Mm. Well, I hope you can set that aside a little bit, Stephen, and try to enjoy the Independence Day. I appreciate the call and the honesty. 844-500-4242. Kathy, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Kathy. You're proud to be an American? Why or why not?
I am. I understand the last caller's feeling of why he feels that way, and I certainly am very disheartened at times, especially living in the New York metropolitan area. I mean, I feel positively suffocated by the wokeness and the craziness that goes on. But that being said, when I do tune in to Grace's show, Howie, and listening to you, Grace, Taylor, Jared, kind of discuss the day's events and what's going on and listening to the callers that come in, I don't feel alone. I feel like there's still enough sane people in the country to turn things around, and I try to keep my hopes up for the midterm elections and 2024. But the one thing I do reflect upon is when I went to the D-Day beaches in Normandy, and I looked at the cliffs that those young men rappelled to get up there to defeat the Nazis. You know, that's what this country is about. That's what I'm so proud about, and with the sacrifices that those people have made and since then in other wars, that it still gives me hope and makes me very proud to be an American on this day and the 4th of July and going forward.
Very well put, Kathy. Thank you very much for the call. Perfect pick-me-up from Stephen. Appreciate it very much. 844-500-4242. I don't completely disagree with Stephen, and I don't disagree with what Kathy had to say. I think there's, my generation does have a lot of hope, especially in times like this, right? I think that maybe we're put through things like this, and I know it's an intentional squeeze on the American public right now, on those who aren't able to escape the clutches of inflation and woke policies and the green energy transition that they're trying to put the screws to us with. But it's situations like these, especially when the policies fail dramatically and people are left bruised and wounded, that they kind of look at the other side and say, maybe they've got it right. You know, when Howie says, a Republican is just a Democrat who's been mugged, that doesn't mean just on the street. How many of us are getting mugged right now? Hopefully a lot of them can turn around and say, all right, maybe it's time we stop voting for all these hack Democrats, these career politicians who have nothing to contribute to the advancement, not the progressiveness, but the advancement of American society in a world economy. And not ingratiate themselves along the way. Or maybe I'm just, maybe that's just wishful thinking on my part. Carrie, thanks for holding on. You're next on the Howie Carr Show. Are you proud to be an American? Why or why not?
I am very proud to be an American. I mean, what is the opposite of proud? Embarrassed? I'm not embarrassed about being an American citizen. I'm embarrassed about, you know, the way the country is being governed at the moment, but you know, that's going to change. And one other comment I wanted to make is I appreciated your background or your information about the AOC saying that I'm sure nobody's had heard of a ectopic pregnancy. Well, yes, and I probably think she thinks after college.
I'm not a medical guy. I married into a medical family. I've got other family members that are medical. I'm not a woman, so I don't know all the terminology. I don't know. I'll be very, very honest. I don't think I've paid attention to the term ectopic pregnancy until this past week. I never heard it. Never really concerned me. So I mean, stupid little old me in 20 seconds of AOC saying that, of me hearing her say that people in the 1800s didn't know what an ectopic pregnancy is. I said, well, a dumbass like me doesn't know what it is right now, so why don't I just Google it? Ectopic, I can't even say it. Ectopic pregnancy, 1800s, came up with all that. Yeah, if you want to look that up, it's called the History of the Diagnosis and Treatment of Ectopic Pregnancy, A Medical Adventure by Samuel Lurie, Lurie, if you want to check that out. Published June 26, 91. Thanks very much for the call, Carrie. 844-500-4242. Debbie, thanks for hanging on. You're next on the Howie Carr Show. Are you proud to be an American? Why or why not?
No.
No?
And I'll tell you why. I agree like Stephen. I am in my 60s, and in my entire life, I always believed, I guess I was crazy, but I was always believed in our justice system. I believed in the FBI. I believed in our president. I mean, if you really think that people are coming here because they want the greatest country, they're coming here in droves to be taken care of. We have a DOJ that looks the other way if you are a Republican and not a that looks the other way if you're a Democrat, not a Republican. We have people who murder in cities, and they go home with an ankle bracelet. I thought the Democrat Party, who's now in charge, always claimed to take care of people. Well, I lost my husband to cancer when he was 50. I worked 3 jobs to put money in my savings to take care of myself so I could retire. I'm now back to working full-time, a job and another job and a half. And it's to put all the money back that I've taken out since Joe Biden has been president. I mean, under Trump, it was $500 for my oil. I've paid twice, almost $2,000 to fill my tank.
Oof.
How am I going to do that all winter? You know, so this country has done nothing for me, a country I have supported since I'm 15 and a half years old. And the corruption, even in our election, I used to believe in our elections, no more. At 3 o'clock in the morning, I was watching CNN, and I saw over a million votes go from Trump to Biden, and that Cuomo, whatever his name is, started laughing. Well, I don't think it's funny. So this country and the politicians have to prove to me before I can say I am proud to be an American again.
Let me ask you this, Debbie. 2 years ago, before January 20th, 2020, 2021, rather, did you feel the same way?
I was very proud of my country, and I was very proud of my president because he cared. And we don't have that now. It's very sad.
Yeah. Thanks for the call. I hope you find a reason to cheer up over the weekend and enjoy the birth of a great nation, the anniversary of a birth of a great nation. And it still can be more than that. I believe it. And I think a lot of you do as well. That's why we're getting a lot of calls today. 844-500-4242. Mike, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Taylor, love when you host.
Thanks.
I am very proud to be an American. However, I am disgusted with my government. I wanted to mention that I think people need to remember, especially younger generations, that there's a big difference between your country and your government.
Mm.
I love my country. I despise my current government.
How would you define the difference?
Country is the people, the culture, what the country stands for. Government is the people that are trying to rule it or run it.
Do you find that's become intertwined, that government has become our culture?
Unfortunately, yes, I do believe so. And the closer you get to D.C., the more you see that.
Yeah, no, definitely. And certainly government has seeped into our culture and in the social aspects as well. People nowadays, I find that prerequisite for being somebody's friend is having a like-minded ideology. There's a story, the AP, I just saw it about 2 hours ago. Gun permit process in New York could include a social media check, which I doubt is constitutional whatsoever. Social media check is not indicative of if a person is sane or insane. If any of us had to go through social media checks to obtain a gallon of milk at a grocery store, I think a lot of us would be ruled out, saying maybe you don't need the lactose today, or you don't need the coffee today. But you know, I was thinking about this. On why social media is just it's just a good way to check up on somebody. And I'm guilty of it, too. If I come across somebody or I think of somebody, especially from high school or college, and I want to see how they're doing, I snoop on their social media, and I'm sure they do to me, to see how far left they've gone or if they're still wackadoo liberals. And I'm sure they do the same to me. Oh, he's still working for Howie Carr, huh? Oh, God. Won't be talking to him for another 2 years. That's what this is. Gun permit process in New York could include social media check. They want to see who you're voting for. Who? And that just gives them carte blanche to say, well, I don't know. Your sanity could be in question here. You think the election was stolen in 2020. That's another slippery slope. 844-500-4242. We'll wrap up right after this. I'm Taylor Cormier. This is The Howie Carr Show.
Want to know what Howie is reading before the show?
All right, now let's see. Where were we? Oh, yeah. In the pit of despair.
Take a look at Howie's homework at HowieCarrShow.com. If you're looking for a woke male role model, well, you've got the wrong guy.
You can act like a man! What's the matter with you?
The Howie Carr Show is back.
Very short on time here. We will wrap it up in just a few moments, but we'll take one or two more calls. Les, thanks for holding on. You're next on the Howie Carr Show. You're proud to be an American. Why or why not? You there, Les?
Yeah, I'm talking. My name is Oslo.
Oh, I'm sorry, Oslo. Go ahead, Oslo.
Okay, so I was born in Hungary under the communist dictatorship. I escaped them when I was 18 and joined the U.S. Army. And served 15 years.
Wow.
And I couldn't be more proud of USA than I am now.
Even with all that's going on around us right now, things imploding left and right, economy that's headed for the tank, just a completely incompetent leader, a generation that wants to fundamentally transform the United States into something that it should never be. Even with all that going on?
Taylor, I can't stand the regime. I can't stand the regime. From Obama to Biden. But the country is the greatest country in the world.
Thanks very much for the call, Oslo. Have a wonderful Independence Day celebration. And thank you for your service as well to this nation. That's an incredible story. That is going to do, well, that's going to do it for us here on the show tonight. Thanks so much for joining us. Just want to say a couple of things here. We will, of course, be off on July 4th, Independence Day. We have best ofs we've put together for everybody. I know President Trump will be featured heavily on those best of segments. And I believe we are going to get a rebroadcast of the debates, not the debates, but the town halls of the GOP, GOV candidates for Massachusetts. Until then, have a great weekend. If you cannot celebrate the 4th of July because of what this nation is now, do me a favor and celebrate it for what it can be. Happy Independence Day, America. This is the Howie Carr Show.